Right, Richard, let me ask you about Obama's recent Asia swing. What kind of an impression did it make here in Washington, and does Washington even care when the president visits Asia?
I think it was a very important trip. I mean, you want to look at the impression not just in Washington, but also in the countries he visited, which, of course, is very much more important, I think. I mean, you can look at the so-called pivot from a number of angles. It's for the administration. It is, in theory, the signature policy, foreign policy success or standout from Mr. Obama's first term. But in recent years, the attention to it seems to have dropped off. Now, in some respects, that's because of the change of Secretary of State from Hillary Clinton to John Kerry. And Mr. Kerry's invested a lot of his time in the Middle East and hasn't done what Mrs. Clinton did, which was to make sure she turned up at various regional meetings and the like. So, and Mr. Obama himself, of course, had cancelled his trip to, I think, both Malaysia and the Philippines in the past because of domestic political difficulties. So in that respect, the mere fact that he went says something in itself. It was very important on a number of levels for what he said on Japanese security, in continuing his sort of the administration's push to get Japan and South Korea talking and working to each other again, to re-establish some kind of military presence in the Philippines more than 20 years after the US left. In fact, the Philippines kicked them out effectively. And also in Malaysia, which is a party to the TPP trade talks. So there was an economic leg, there was a security leg. TPP, the fact that TPP wasn't successfully negotiated in Japan got some very bad headlines, but nobody really expected it to be done in any case. So I would think on the US administration's own terms, it was a success, even if the PR back in the US didn't entirely reflect that.
So, and Obama's now announced a major speech on foreign policy at West Point in the coming weeks. What's that all about?
Well, I think he's been really stung by criticism of his foreign policy over Syria, over Ukraine now. He gets very angry about being called weak. This, of course, is a meme that the Republicans attacked the Democrats with for over many, many years. In the post-Vietnam era, during the Cold War, and the Democrats struggled to recover from that. Mr. Obama also operates in the shadow of the Iraq War, perhaps too much so. He seems so intent on not repeating the mistakes of Iraq and, to a lesser extent, Afghanistan, that his caution has become in using or even threatening to use or raising the specter of using the military is off the table altogether, so it has no even political utility at all. So he's really defined by what he hasn't done. And of course, the way Syria was handled was a giant mistake, even if the outcome, as he would argue in some respects, might be better than it looks right now.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that it will be a speech to defend his record rather than announce anything new?
Well, he has to defend his record, but he also has to enunciate some kind of policy, what he stands for. We all know what he's against, but, what does he actually stand for? It's difficult to define. The funny thing is that many people would say that Mr. Obama's foreign policy is very much in line with public opinion in America, which is, wants to build schools in Boston, not Baghdad. It doesn't want any more military adventures, so-called, and the like. But even so, his foreign policy, judging by all the polls, is not popular. Mm-hmm. I mean, Americans, kind of want him to be tough but not do any tough things, So I think the public needs some kind of articulation from Mr. Obama, what he actually stands for, not just what he's against. And I guess we should get some sense of that at West Point.
On his legacy, what do you think his China legacy is?
I think there's a great continuum in China policy between various administrations. We'd all remember, the U.S. under George W. Bush started off with something of a, treating China as a strategic competitor, but really got distracted by 9/11, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, and really had a very practical or relationship with China, or a very typical relationship in many respects. You know, a lot of economic aggravation and competition, an attempt to build some kind of strategic cooperation and the like. George W. Bush's China policy ended up, you know, looking not that much different from his father's policy, who of course went out of the way to try and bring, you know, maintain a dialogue with China after 1989. Mr. Obama started off with his first, I think they decided at the start of the administration in 2009 that they wouldn't do any of these things which they thought other administrations had done with China. That is to sort of, you know, be tough with them at the start, which invariably has led to a period of a couple of years of tension and the like before relations got back onto a sounder footing. And I think that backfired them. It backfired on the Obama administration in some respects because, you know, even if the Obama administration took a very practical approach to relations with China, China gave them very little in return. So I think the line has toughened since then. It's also toughened, obviously, because of the pivot. The pivot, as we know, is as much a backlash as anything else because it's a backlash within Asia. And so the US has been pushing in an open door in Asia because, you know, various countries which 10, 20 years ago wanted the US out want them back. And the US line generally on the South China Sea, on the nine dashed lines, has gradually toughened throughout the administration from Hanoi 2010, from the enunciation of the pivot, from various statements this year from the State Department and the like, and the re-gradual building out of a different kind of military presence. We see it in Guam, in Singapore, in Australia, in the Philippines, and also in other parts of the Pacific Ocean. So I think the administration is really, you know, laying down the sort of a new framework for what I think is going to be a very difficult relationship with China in the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the next 5, 10 or 20, because my next question was going to be, do you think the pivot will last beyond the Obama administration?
That's a difficult question to answer. But if Hillary Clinton were to be elected president, then I think yes. She was very much focused on Asia and has a great deal of experience in the region. And I think, you know, whatever happens in the rest of the world, you know, China is going to loom larger in the calculations of just about any other country in the world, including the US. The desire of Asian countries for the US to remain engaged in the region, I think, will be greater, not smaller. So I would say yes.
Okay. Richard, thanks for your time.
Thank you.